Technology helps make your Google search results look their best. Call 800-724-4456. That's 800-724-4456. 800-724-4456. Or take the free scan at ReputationDefender.com.
Fox News and the forecast are coming up after local news first from the Automated Office System studios of WCHV AM and FM Charlottesville.
Partly cloudy and seasonable today, mid-50s for highs this afternoon.
It's 37 degrees outside of the Automated Office System studios this Black Friday at 5 a.m. And from the WCHV and CBS 19 newsrooms, this is Local News First on Joe Thomas in the Morning.
The city of Charlottesville is investigating a possible data breach on a tax payment site.
The security flaw was found last Friday in a vendor's online payment transaction software. It was used by residents paying their real estate and personal property taxes through the city's website. The city disabled the software, alerted the vendor, and now a new service can be used on their site. The city says they will let customers know when the investigation is finished.
Black Friday has expanded into Thanksgiving Thursday, now part of a tradition.
Stores like JCPenney were open by 2 p.m. and Belk was open by 4. One mother and daughter shopping together says Black Friday shopping after their Thanksgiving meal is their tradition.
We do Thanksgiving early, get it out of the way so we can come shop. And this is how I get my Christmas done. Of course, she gets to see everything, so I got to get extra stuff that she doesn't see. But if I don't come now, I won't get it done.
Kid to Kid, a children's clothing store in Albemarle County, discovered a man broke into their store today despite being closed for Thanksgiving. Albemarle County police came to investigate after the store's alarm went off around 2 p.m. The investigation is ongoing as they continue to look for him.
Here's the story of one Rutgersville restaurant that gave out free Thanksgiving meals as a way to give back to the community.
The Lazy Day Cafe off of Route 29 fed over 150 people. This is the third year the restaurant has done this. Co-owner James Niblin says this was their biggest year.
Well, a lot of people don't have as many opportunities as a lot of us have. So it was good for us that we could reach out to them and let them know that they didn't have to have money. All they had to have was an empty stomach and to be able to come in and sit down and have a good meal.
The restaurant will continue this tradition of giving next year.
From the CBS 19 newsroom, I'm Chelsea King.
And here at the Automated Office System Studios, it is 37 degrees with Fox News and your CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast coming up next on Seaville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
Babies celebrating World Kindness Day, and one of the world's kindest people makes today's Dean's List. Dozens of newborns at UPMC McGee Women's Hospital in Pittsburgh dressed up as the late Fred Rogers to celebrate the host of the PBS television show Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. They call it Cardigan Day, which coincides with World Kindness Day to celebrate the legacy of Mr. Fred Rogers' universal kindness and acceptance. Hundreds of staffers line the hospital's main lobby to welcome Mr. Rogers' widow, Joanne, by singing the theme song of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. Mr. Rogers was born in Latrobe, Pennsylvania, and lived in Pittsburgh for the last 50 years of his life, including for the entire run of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. Joanne says she delighted in seeing the newborns at the hospital sporting her husband's trademark crocheted cardigans and sneakers. In a world where you can be anything, like Mr. Rogers, it's always best to be kind. Janice Dean, Fox News.
Fox News, I'm Debbie Hanley.